You're listening to Pagan Mom Podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining me today, and this is a podcast where you can come to indulge in various topics regarding paganism in our modern world, merging present and past. Be sure never to miss an episode by subscribing if you feel so inclined. I'd be very grateful. Thank you. Now let's get on with it. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode. This is your host, Pagan Mom, the Modern Vala. So today I have tons of different suggestions of what you can do as daily pagan practices if that is something that you have decided you want to do, but you're not really sure how or what to do. And the suggestions I'm giving here is just that, suggestions. It's meant to be inspirational. It's totally up to you yourself what you feel is for you or not. Some of the suggestions are maybe more directed towards magic practitioners, but this episode is for all of you who want some inspiration to what you can do. I do recommend that you listen to my previous episode about daily pagan practices, because in that episode I talk about some daily things that I do myself, and I also clear up some misconceptions about certain things regarding this subject that I think is important to bring up. So do listen to that one first before you listen to this episode, is my recommendation. So now, let's get on with it. Suggestion number one, light a candle. This is a very simple thing to do each day as a daily practice. And why do this then? It can be for so many different reasons. It can be to set an intention for the day or to honor your ancestors or deities, for example. It can really be any reason you want it to be for, or if you want it to mean or symbolize something specific. As for what candles I'm using, I don't use anything special really. I like to have a white candle with some scent to it though. And I also like to make my own candles out of honey wax cakes, or what it's called, and herbs, but those I want to use more for spell work or for the deities. Suggestion number two is light some incense. I love to light incense, and I usually make my own from herbs and resins nowadays, but I also use stick incense from Goloka, and I have put a picture of those up on my Instagram, so go check that out if you're interested. The name on there is Pagan Mom Pod. It really depends on what purpose I have with the incense that determines if I'm gonna use the sticks or my homemade incense blends. Before I got pregnant, I always lit a stick each day, and I chose the incense from what I felt I needed that specific day energetically. So if I needed to feel energized, I'd use one kind, and if I needed to feel relaxed, I'd use another kind. For example, nowadays I don't light incense sticks inside my home now, since I don't want any smoke around my kid, but I do light some whenever I'm home alone. Suggestion number three is drink some herbal tea. If you're into herbs, not all pagans are, but those who are can benefit greatly from drinking herbal tea. Maybe one cup a day or two, as for the purpose of learning about how the different herbs really actually work. See, when you're using the herbs in all different kinds of ways, you learn about how they work in each way. So let's say you use lavender to burn as incense, then you try lavender as a tea. Is there any similarities? Is it more beneficial to drink for you than to smell it? Does it show any other properties than you thought? The more you do with the herbs, the more you learn about them in every aspect. And when you have finished your cup, maybe you can practice on tea leaf divination if that is something that interests you. Awesome, right? So drinking herbal tea can be such a great daily practice for those pagans who are into that stuff. I'm a daily herb tea drinker, and I have learned so much about the herbs by doing this every day, and I use that knowledge when I then create things like incense or use herbs for magic or for other things in my practice in general. Suggestion number four is go outside at least once a day. I have talked about this so much in my previous episodes, so I suggest you listen to them if you want to hear my elaborate thoughts on that one. But in short, it's good both spiritually and health-wise. And this is something I do every day. I like to go out in the woods or walk around the lake, and it's so beneficial in so many aspects. Suggestion number five is meditation. Meditation is something that I have promoted so much in my previous episodes. I even have two that are only about meditation. So I suggest that you listen to those if you're interested to know more deeply about this. And this is a daily practice I do myself, and it's so useful for so many purposes. Inside, outside, wherever, it's a golden practice and essential for a pagan in my opinion. And it's great to have this as a daily practice. Suggestion number 6 is divination. I mentioned in one of my previous episodes that divination in different forms can be made into a daily practice if that is something that you're into. Not all pagans are interested, but for those who are, and for those who like to use divination tools, you can draw an oracle card or a tarot card each morning, for example, or you can use the runes, Oem, or a pendulum, and you can do scrying as well. Tea leaf or coffee ground readings too. There is so many forms of divination that you can do if that is something that interests you. Suggestion number 7, work with crystals. So, if you're into crystals, it would make a great daily practice to work with one or several each day. Use them for your needs of the day or use them to learn about them. I have done and am doing both of those things. I love taking one or two crystals with me when on walks outside around the lake or in the woods, or bringing one with me to work every day. I also have plenty of crystal necklaces and malas that I make myself out of crystal beads, so I tend to have those on me almost every day too, as well as my Thor's hammer, as I mentioned in my previous Daily Pagan Practices episode. When I first started to get acquainted with crystals, I meditated with one each and every evening as a daily practice to see what I felt like and what it was good for, etc. And I wrote it all down, which leads me to my next suggestion, which is journaling. Journaling can be such a good daily practice for both new pagans as well as old ones. It doesn't need to be fancy or so-called Book of Shadows type of journals. As long as you've got paper and a pen, it's all good. I mean, sure, it could be feeling a bit more fun and magical perhaps to some people to write your stuff down in a fancy journal, but yeah, it's an overall very good daily practice in my opinion, and I wish I would have done this more than I have. I'm getting better at it though, guys. Suggestion number 9, practice grounding. This is an awesome daily practice to do each morning or evening if that is what you prefer. I have mentioned in my first episode, I think it was, that I will do a specific episode about this all with grounding and centering in the future. And I have also mentioned that I would do a guided meditation with this all too. So stay tuned for that and join my Patreon if you want to take advantage of that. Loads of guided meditations with different purposes can only be accessed through being a patron on my Patreon. So I highly recommend that you join the family and jump on my longboat. Not only do you show your support if you like this pod, but you also get great benefits from it too. So the link to my Patreon is in the description box and also in my Linktree link that is also to be found in the description box as well. But grounding and centering is just so important that you do, and it's great to have this as a daily pagan practice. Suggestion number 10 is read pagan or magical books. So you guys know that I'm all about experiencing first and then read up on it in books. That way you won't taint your experiences with, let's say, the deities, herbs or runes with pre-existing ideas of what example a deity should feel like, look like and so on, or how the runes should feel like and mean and such. However, reading magical and or pagan books overall, of various topics, maybe one chapter each day, that can be a great thing to do daily to get your wheels turning and maybe give you some inspiration to different things. Suggestion number 11, make your morning coffee into a magic potion. I mentioned this in my previous episode about daily pagan practices, and if you're curious about how this is done, then listen to that episode. It's a great daily practice for us coffee lovers, and it's so simple and effective. I do this myself, and it's awesome. This works with your tea as well, but I like to do this with my coffee only, for some reason. I don't really know why, but yeah. Suggestion number 12 is to sing. Not every pagan likes to or wants to sing, but I highly recommend that you at least give it a try. It doesn't matter if you have the voice for it or not really. It all depends on how you feel when doing it. Singing is something that I do daily in some way or form. It can be pre-existing songs or songs I've made myself for the deities or for other spiritual purposes. It works both as a devotional thing to do for them, to show my appreciation, but also for my own well-being and practice in general. So let's talk about soul singing now too when we're on this track. And that though is a bit different. Soul singing can also be made into a daily practice, but I would say that this is more for us who are naturally inclined to work spiritually in this way. Galdrasong is a form of soul singing, or galdr as it's also called, for example, which I will dive into in another episode in the future. But let's keep it simple here and just talk basics. Suggestion number 13 is essential oils. And let me first say that essential oils is something to be used with great care and education. Do not use them if you don't have the proper knowledge before. Natural isn't always safe. And essential oils is a very concentrated form of the flowers, herbs or resins that are used to make it. So it needs to be handled with care. It is also very important to only use essential oils that are free from fillers, which unfortunately most oils are tainted with today. I only know of one brand that is free from all strange fillers and unnatural chemicals, and that is doTERRA, which I use myself. I don't use any other oils than theirs, and I have tried many different brands out before, but these are clearly the best that I have tried so far. These oils can be diffused in the air, worn on the skin diluted with carrier oil, used in bath bombs, shower melts, hair and skincare products, or you can have diffuser jewelry that you drop some drops on them and they diffuse the scent throughout the day as you wear the jewelry on you. They are awesome to use every day in some way or form for very many reasons, spiritual as well as health-wise, for example. Take, for example, sage. It has properties of protection amongst many other things. So if you need protection a certain day for some reason, then the essential oil is a great way to get that magical protection when you put it on yourself or on your jewelry or clothes, for example. The scent also reminds you of that intention throughout the day and or night. Personally, I diffuse them in a diffuser, wear them on my skin and jewelry, and also I have a special car diffuser, which I drop my oils into. It's awesome. I have talked about essential oils and how I use them in my previous episode about daily practices, so if you're curious, do listen to that one too. Suggestion number 14. Offerings. I have talked about offerings and the misconceptions about it in my previous episode as well. So I'm just gonna say that if you wanna do offerings on a daily basis, maybe to your ancestors or maybe to your deities, you decide, then there's loads of things that you can do and offer. Light a candle, light some incense, spend some time with them in meditative state, give alcoholic beverages, water, food, fruits, plants, herbs, sweets, cakes, cookies, and much more. I always used to light a stick of incense as an offering to my matron and patron, as well as the Morrigan too. I put the sticks outside for the smoke to be carried away with the help of the wind. I don't do this daily any longer, but occasionally I will. Offerings can be a great daily practice to deepen and nourish your connections and relationships with the deities, ancestors, or other kinds of spirits or entities. Suggestion number 15. Jewelry, clothing, and styling. Put some jewelry and or clothing on daily that you feel is symbolizing you and your pagan spiritual path. Maybe you even want to style your hair and makeup inspired by your path too. I cleared up some misconceptions about this topic in the previous episode, but in this one, I just thought I'd give you this as a suggestion. I do this myself, very, very subtle, but it's there. Little sneaky like that. Suggestion number 16. Make your showers or your baths magical. I talked a lot about this in my previous episode, and if you want a more elaborate explanation, do listen to that one too. I love doing this as my daily practice, and there's actually a lot you can do with this, and it's great to do as a daily practice for everyone in my opinion, whether you make the bath or shower into a healing session or into something else. It is so effective and easy and works for so many purposes. I highly recommend you guys to make this a daily practice. Suggestion 17. Use natural products. Use natural products for skin, hair and body care, shower and bath products, makeup and other beauty related stuff. By using natural things given to us by nature, we can also feel more connected to nature by doing so. It's environmentally good and beneficial both health-wise and spiritually, so it's a win-win really. I know it's hard to find well-made products that actually works well and such, but you never know if you don't try out stuff, right? And even if you're only able to switch out a few products that have chemicals and other junk in them, it's always something. And if you can't find much to buy from the shelf, then try to make your own products out of natural ingredients. I do this occasionally and it's such a fun process and very convenient too, because I can infuse them with energies and chant them in certain ways, so I highly recommend doing this. It's fun and practical and good for the environment and yourself health-wise. I will occasionally put some stuff and recipes up on my Instagram, so do follow me there if you don't want to miss out on that. Pagan Mom Pod is my name on there. I think I'll also make an episode only about products and such that I use in the future. Let me know if that would be of interest for you guys. Send me a voice message or something about that. Suggestion 18. Eat as naturally as possible. Just like with the previous suggestion with natural products, this can also be applied to your food. Try to find food that are as natural as possible without chemical processing and junk in it. Your body will thank you. And I have found that my spiritual gifts are kinda improved as well when I eat naturally. Chemicals and junk seems to block our abilities to a certain extent. Suggestion 19. Magical foot bath. This is such an easy and nice thing to do daily. Make your own foot salt with Epsom, herbs, essential oils maybe, and stuff like that. Enchant the water and infuse it with the energies you want, with both the help of the herbs and such you put in it, but also with your magic. Or maybe you want grounding, for example. Foot bath is a good and cozy quick fix, I'd say, for that. Suggestion 20. Paint. If you're an artsy pagan or just like to have fun or maybe you want to relax, painting is such a great daily practice. It is very underrated too, I would say. You can make the painting magical. You can even enchant the paints that you're using for it. And on the speak of paints, it doesn't even need to be the so-called traditional paints like acrylics or oils. It can be natural ones. Pigments from the area you live, red or brown clay, sand for effect. Maybe you can make pigments out of flowers you find. You can do so much with this, and it's such a great daily practice for those who want to express their magic in colors and shapes. Great way to get your feelings out too, so it can be used for healing, shadow work, and soul care in general. Suggestion 21. Podcasts and or music. Listening to pagan pods or music that reminds you of your path can be a great daily practice to get your inspiration going and to help you feel connected to your practice. So here's a bunch of different suggestions, peeps, and I hope you have found some of them useful and valuable. There's certainly more daily practices out there that people do, and if so, please feel free to leave me voice messages and let me know about them. I'm always curious about this stuff. And now it is time for the very much appreciated Swedish word of the week. This time the word is sol. Because it's so sunny and warm outside here in Sweden at the moment, I saw it fitting to have this word for the week. And sol means sun. Sol is also another name for sunna, which is one of the Norse deities. And Sundays are named after her. As always, thank you for listening and lots of love to you all. If you like this pod, then consider to subscribe, follow, share and all that jazz. I'd very much appreciate that. All links are listed in my Linktree link, which can be found in the description box. And if you like this pod, I'm sure you will also like my brother pod, Two Bearded Men, who I love and adore, runs the Two Pagans And podcast. They always have interesting topics about paganism as well, so do check that out. I will link that too in the description box. As always, thank you for listening, and lots of love to you all.